It's time for Big Blue Kickoff Live. Only on Giants.com.
Manning back, steps up, heaves one down the middle of the field, into the end zone, and Nix makes the catch for the touchdown! He went up with the big hands and caught it on the Hail Mary!
Boots one, returnable for Williams from his own 20. Lost the ball, and the Giants say they have it, and they do! Devin Thomas recovered it, but the rookie Jaquan Williams punched it out.
Manning out of the shotgun set, he's back to throw. Finds the pocket, deep ball down the left sideline, and it's going to be caught. Was he inbounds? Yes! Manningham on the sideline. Brady's under pressure, Brady's chased, Brady heaves one down the middle of the field into the end zone, a jump ball, and it's incomplete, and the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
Now, here's your host, John Schmell.
Big Blue Kickoff Live right here on Giants.com, 201-939-4513, 201-939-4513, or you can send in your questions to hashtag Giants Chat. And as always, Big Blue Kickoff Live is brought to you by Andrew Mark, and you can listen on your mobile phone as well by downloading the Giants mobile app. Go to the BlackBerry App World or the Play Store on Google, or, of course, iTunes. You can download it there. All the videos, all the audio, all the written articles, you name it, it's right there on your Giants mobile app. Whoever designed that thing did an excellent job. They were simply fantastic. And you can get everything New York Giants on that mobile app. 201-939-4513. All right, folks, obviously I've been off for a little bit. Last week we simply had a lot going on. Wasn't in the office following Justin Tuck to a billiards outing. Eli Manning took a trip up to the Bronx. The Giants had their golf outing. This Friday we're going to the White House. OTAs. Just in the last couple weeks, just a super busy time in the land of the New York Giants. A lot of football stuff going on and a lot of off-the-field stuff going on as well as the Giants try to get ready for 2012. And obviously the Giants organization received some good news yesterday. Talking about OCU Manura, he restructured his contract, basically got paid a few extra $X million to show up to the off-season program and eventually training camp and then the regular season. And really, it's just a good thing to get that distraction out of the way. The bottom line was just 1 year left in his contract. The Giants were not going to get good value for OCU Manura in any trade they would have made, maybe a three. And for a guy like OC who can get double-digit sacks, even though he's not technically a starter, he'll still play 40, 50 snaps a game. He'll rush the passer. And remember, folks, the Giants turned their season around last year when OCU Manura came back, when he was on the field in return for that Jets game. And that's when the defense started to turn around. And the Giants really looked like that dangerous team that could potentially win the Super Bowl. And it was extremely important to get him back. The center and focus and key to the entire Giants defensive scheme is their pass rush. And they need all hands on deck. Justin Tuck needs to stay healthy. JPP needs to continue to get better. And OC needs to be there and be a force rushing that passer. And quite frankly, causing turnovers. He's great at that strip sack from that weak side right end position, blind side area of the quarterback. And that's where he's going to do his damage, and that's why the Giants need him. He's a key to everything they do, and it's important to get him here, and quite frankly, to avoid the distraction. So Tom Coughlin doesn't have to answer those questions every day at training camp. The players, like Justin Tuck and Mathias Kiwanuka, they don't have to answer those questions in the locker room. Everybody's here now. They're working out. They're practicing, and that's only a good thing for the New York Football Giants. We'll touch more on OC as we go along. We'll hear from OCU Manure. We'll hear from head coach Tom Coughlin talking about the return of his defensive end as well. But for now, let's start on the phones at 201-939-4513. Loyal call to the show. A good friend, Tim in Jackson. Tim, good morning, pal.
Good morning, guys.
What's up?
I got a question for you. How long will Hakeem Nicks be out?
Well,
hang it up.
Well, you know what, Tim? 12 weeks. That's what the team says. Hakeem and both Hakeem and head coach Tom Coughlin made a reference that it could be sooner than that. Then Hakeem Nicks went on a conference call and said, I'm going to take my time. It's going to be 12 weeks. That tells me Ronnie Barnes got a hold of him, the Giants VP of Medical Services, and said, we're not going to rush this. If he misses training camp and all the preseason games, so what? Get the guy healthy, get him back, get him playing. Remember, Last year, Prince Amukamara, who plays a very similar position, the wide receiver, cornerback, missed, I believe, a little more than 12 weeks, and then he wasn't 100% even when he got back. So you want to be very careful with Akiem Nicks. In terms of the success of this team, to me, he's probably the second most important player on offense to Eli Manning, Victor Cruz being a close third. So you got to get him back. You got to get him healthy. Don't rush him back. The Giants can survive without him for the preseason. Even if they have to, they can survive for a couple regular season games without him. And just get him back, get him 100%, and make sure Akiem Nicks is a player for you this season. Because if you don't have those two great wide receivers, Eli Manning is less effective. The running game is less effective. A lot easier to put that extra safety in the box. And just the dominoes falling and the subsequent effects just hurt this team an awful lot. So make sure you get him back healthy. That's really the most important thing. But as I mentioned at the top of the show, the big story and really the most important thing going on in terms of the Giants is the return of Osiem Inura. Great to get him back. He talked to the media yesterday. There was a big scrum at his locker. I got there a little late, so I had to stick the mic in about 3 feet away from him, so it might sound a little bit bad, the audio, but take a listen as Osi talks to the media about getting his restructured contract and being with the Giants for the offseason program in 2012.
Oh, yeah. It was, kept me up. Kept me up at night, and I really like the way things were being handled by myself or anything, so I'm just happy all this over with. It's time to get back to work. I'm happy to be around my teammates and my friends, my family, basically, so, it's just been good.
Do you feel like the organization did show you some love and respect?
Well, of course. Of course they did. You know, they stepped up to the plate. You know, they didn't have to. They could have, just allowed me to play out this last year, which in essence I am doing. But, they definitely showed me some love.
Oh, see, there's still some residual hard feelings from what they put you through and what you went through the last couple of years?
No, not at all, man. It's a business. The older you get in this league, I know people say that as like a cliche or whatever, man, but it's the truth. They definitely have to handle their business in a certain way. To be honest with you, I understood exactly where they were coming from. But at the same time, I still have to look out for my best interest, no matter what it is that, that they're doing. So I understood what they were doing. It was no hard feelings. Me and Jerry, we talked everything out. I talked to the owners. I talked to everybody. And I'm just happy to be back.
How about the future then, beyond this one year? What are your thoughts on getting something long term here or somewhere?
Well, I don't know anything about that, man. I think it's just important for me to focus. Oh, what's up, JP? I think it's just important for me to focus on this year and focus on helping this team win and being the best player I can be here, and then we'll see what happens after that.
They were offering a bump last summer that you weren't happy with. It seems like they did a similar thing now. What changed that allowed you to say, well, this is what I'm going to get?
Well, at the end of the day, last summer was different. I think what I was looking for last year and what I was looking for this year are completely different. Things changed. This year, there was no way they were going to be able to give me a contract extension in line with what other people were able to get me. And you would have had, obviously you have Justin and then you have JP coming up. You would have had three defensive ends, making a ridiculous amount of money, man. You put your franchise in a very bad position. So there was no way they were going to be able to give me an extension. So all we pretty much were discussing was, what can be done for this year, and we'll see how things play out after this year. It definitely was all business. There was no really hard feelings or nothing. I understood exactly what they were doing. I understood where they were coming from, and I also knew I had to do what I had to do. So now it's more the same, man. I'm happy to be here. I was happy to be here last year. I love to play, and I'm gonna go out there and I'm gonna continue to produce the way I've always done, and help this team win.
Do you think with a clearer head, you can be a better player?
I don't know how much better I can get. I'm kidding, man. I hope so, man. I have to get better. So many things that I need to work on, man. But I think, as long as I've been able to maintain my speed, man, I think mentally I've grown. So I think I will be a better player this year. At least I hope so.
And do you think there's a pot of gold out there for you?
I don't know, man.
I mean, you're playing for a contract.
I don't think I'm playing for a contract, man. I'm playing for fun, honestly, man. I'm playing because I love to play. If you go out there thinking about playing for a contract, man, the contract will never come, and that's for sure. So, I've made money, and I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be around with my, comfortable with my teammates. You know, I don't know what's going to happen next year. I mean, I might have a great year and decide to stay. You understand? So no matter what it is that they offer me. So it's you just have to play for fun and, you know, play because you love the game, and that's definitely what I'm doing.
Oh, see, what was
what was the argument?
Yeah.
No, it really was no. I mean, how could they if I'm in the same league as a Robert Mathis or a Trent Cole, how could they now pay me that kind of money and then have turn around and pay Tuck that kind of money and then pay JP twice that, you know, the following year? So there's no way they were going to be able to do all that. You know, I completely understood that. It's business. So, you know, you just have to, you know, you have to respect their decision, and but also, you know, you have to hope that they understand where you're coming from. And I think that's where we reached the happy medium here.
That's Giants defensive end Osu Manure here on Giants.com. 201-939-4513. 201-939-4513. Listen to Big Blue Kickoff Live right here on Giants.com pretty much every Monday through Friday from 10 to 10:30. We do the best we can. Some days, with all the stuff going around, we just can't do it. Like this Friday, we'll be going to the White House, so we won't be here for that. But otherwise, every weekday morning, 10 to 10:30, make sure you're right here on Giants.com to check it out. Besides the OC stuff, the other thing that happened yesterday, Martellus Bennett, he talked to the media for a while. Interesting. To say this guy's going to be a Colt machine this year would be the understatement of the century. Right now he's at about 290, and people call him overweight. That's why he pulled a hamstring or a quad, whatever his leg injury is. And he wanted to just make sure everybody understood that he's not fat. He's been rocking out, as he put it, pumping iron. His biceps are about 3 inches bigger than they were last year. And fourth or fifth strongest player on the team, something like that. Despite the fact he's 20 pounds heavier than usual, he's actually running faster now than he was before. And there was one other quote that was really hilarious. I don't remember. But whatever the case might be, just a funny exchange Martellus Bennett had with the media. He is a personality, that's for sure. But Martellus Bennett and Osu Manure were two of the things Tom Coughlin discussed when he met the media yesterday after the Giants OTA.
What can I do for you? Dead silence. Good, very good. Very good to have them out there. Yep. Like to have all of our guys working and practicing. But just to have everybody in the meeting rooms now is a very good thing.
Tom, what about just to have him mentally back too?
No question. I mean, that right now is, with three OTAs and a mini camp to go, that's the most important thing. There's never any question about OC preparation-wise. He's a tremendous studier of the opponent, and he knows exactly what his thoughts are going into the game and how the game plan fits and so on and so forth. He will always do that. But to get back into a football frame of mind, and a positive one at that, it's a very good thing.
Tom, what about the elimination of a potential distraction as you get ready for training?
Well, I'll just go as far to say I'm glad that he's in a great frame of mind, and that going forward he can focus completely on football and the rest of the team as well.
Tom, we're not going to get a chance to talk to you again over your last three OTAs. Is there anyone who's made a significant jump up in terms of either the mental aspect?
I think there's four or five guys that have flashed that would give you some real good thoughts about how they, you know, performed out here. I think, for example, I thought Michael Coe had a couple of outstanding plays, a real good interception the other day. Ramses Barden has had good flash plays out here. Adrian Tracy has done the same. You know, those would be the guys. A lot of the rookies have, upon opportunity, maybe a flash here and a flash there. And, of course, everyone has been David Wilson's conditioning and his quickness and speed has been there. But, you know, I'm encouraged by more and more guys that have had issues in the past. Like Ahmad has practiced a couple of days, and you know, we have him restricted, but he'll take the first couple of three plays of a practice and go, and he actually looks good, and he appears to be pretty comfortable. So there's been a lot of those type of things.
Tom, what's the story with Will Beattie? You haven't seen him out there much.
He's got a bad back, so they're kind of slowed him down, and he is improving every day. I don't know that he'll make the mini camp even, but you know, he is making good progress.
Is this
this an ongoing issue from
there? I hope not, but it's always a concern. Anybody that has had a bad back realizes if you get yourself in trouble, it's very difficult to get out of trouble in a short amount of time. It's painful and so on and so forth. But he's worked well at it, and he's in every meeting, and I'm encouraged by that. He's not uncomfortable, sitting in his meeting room chair. So he's making good progress.
How's Prince coming along?
Prince is cleared to do individual, so that's a real good sign. I was hoping having him cleared to do individual and a couple of other guys, we might be outside on the grass, but we were in here because of the weather. So.
How about Sean Rogers?
Sean's here and working. He's had some issues with an elbow, and so we've held him out of that. But he's here. He's in the classroom.
Tom, do you have any concerns about Martellus Bennett's conditioning or size?
It'll get there. He's a guy that's obviously got the size to carry whatever weight we would want him to carry. He claims that he's made very good strides in the weight room, and he has. He's really, since the end of the season, he had been lifting, and his size, he played it in the 270s last year. So we'll get that under control.
Is that about where you want him in the 270s again?
Because we'll decide on that. We'll decide on that.
Your thoughts about going to the White House on Friday?
Well, we're excited. It's always something that we look forward to. It's a great honor to go to the White House, to be invited by the President of the United States, to have our Super Bowl 46 and World Championship team go and be in the presence of the President and in the historic White House. And I'm sure that all of our players and all of our organization will be very excited about going, and we'll take great memories from our opportunity to visit with the President.
Do you expect guys like Manningham and Jacobs to do that?
I don't know. They're certainly invited, but as you know, this new structure has a limited amount of time to get this field work in, so it'd be very difficult, I think, for some of them to make it, but perhaps we'll be surprised.
Tom, what do you know about Andre Brown's situation again?
What do I know about it? I know what you know. That's as far as I'm concerned, that's private business, but there is no suspension, so that's a good thing.
That's your Giants head coach, Tom Coughlin, right here on Big Blue Kickoff Live, right here on Giants.com. 201-939-4513, presented by Andrew Mark. 201-939-4513, also on Twitter. Send in your questions to hashtag Giants Chat. So Coach Coughlin touched on a number of things, and of course I mentioned it earlier in the show, the White House trip coming up on Friday, certainly a big day for the Giants organization as all the national champions and the professional sports league champions get a chance to go to the White House, meet briefly with the President, have a little ceremony at the White House, certainly a throw of a lifetime. We'll be there to cover it. We'll have a little video up on Giants.com sometime next week, and of course it'll be on Giants Access Blue as well. So certainly a very exciting time as the Giants go to the White House and meet President Obama and get a back behind-the-scenes backstage tour of the White House as well. That should be a lot of fun. I know I'm looking forward to it, and the team is as well. Head Coach Tom Coughlin also talked about some of the guys that have really stood out during the OTA so far. Remember, this is really just mental stuff. There's no contact, no pad, so you can only see so much on the field. He mentioned Adrian Tracy, a Giants draft pick from two seasons ago, that lost his first year to a shoulder injury. Last year, Adrian was on the practice squad most of the year. A converted 3-4 outside linebacker in college. He's more of just a pass rusher now, a third down type of guy with the Giants. But head coach Tom Coughlin likes what he's seen out of him so far in training camp. He mentioned rookie David Wilson. And Ramses Barden, one of the Giants' wide receivers that might have the opportunity to earn that, really, let's be honest, number two wide receiver spot, at least in the preseason while Akeem Nicks is hurt. Once Nix gets back, he'll have a chance to compete with the likes of Reuben Randall, Dominic Hickson, Drell Jernigan for that number three wide receiver position. And it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a great competition. And Ramses Barden spoke to the media late last week about that wide receivers competition and the injury to Akeem Nix.
It's so much nicer to be out there with everybody, really able to build some chemistry and have have a good time and get better all at the same time. And it's review, mostly review for me and for a lot of guys. So it's a sharpening tool, really.
When you look back at last year, I mean, how much do you think not having this time, being hurt, that carrying into the season? I mean, did you ever recover from that?
I really feel like here or not last year, the injury was the issue. You know, if I'm the kind of guy who probably would have took advantage of not being here, you know, with the lockout and everything, just because that's how I know how I work when I'm away from this place. I was actually looking forward to lockout, knowing that I could probably come in and be in a little bit better shape than some other guys. But you know, injury happened, and you know, you got to deal with the cards you're dealt. So I'm hopefully done with that, and be able to be done talking about it and start talking about some things that are happening on the field.
When you're out there in the middle of the season, mm-hmm. and you're healthy and you come off the pup, do you feel like you're behind?
Mentally, not really. I mean, I know everything. I've known everything for a few years now, but it's still sharpening to do. There's still the reps are different. You know, watching and doing them, you could watch them all day and be as in tune as possible. But it's one thing to be doing a full speed when you're out of breath, when somebody's yelling at you, when you got Eli making checks. It's such a dynamic game that as much as you pay attention from the sideline, you can't get, you know, the truest feel from the sideline.
With Akeem out for certainly part of the summer here, you would be the most experienced guy, kind of, you know, to fill in a role. What do you think his not practicing for several weeks or months going to mean for you?
Well, hopefully for him, it means it's him coming back healthy and 100%. You know, he's a great player and a friend of ours, and we want to see him happy and healthy. You know, that's first and foremost. So I'm going to give him another call today and check on him. But for me, man, it's no different. Every day is the same, regardless of who's out there, who's not. You know, I've been here long enough to know that I can control what I can control, but it's about what I do. It's not about what other people do. So finding little things to sharpen my game day in and day out, being consistent. I've done enough in practice over the years, so I can't imagine that's as much of a concern as what happens on Sundays in the next couple of months. So I'm sure there'll be some great catches, and you know, I'll have some boneheaded plays, but you know, my mark is going to be made on Sundays, not during the off season as much as other guys will.
Is this a big year for you? Do you think of this as
absolutely? I mean, every year is a big year, but just contract wise and where I've been in my career, kind of dealing with injuries and some obstacles, I think it's definitely a big year. So you know, I play like I have nothing to lose, because you know, that's how I feel.
I mean,
everything in the game.
What you do will determine what happens next.
Absolutely. Everything that I do will earn what happens from here on out.
That's Giants wide receiver Ramses Barden talking about the opportunity to play a lot of wide receiver this year. And real quickly before we say goodbye, I want to catch up with head coach Tom Coughlin. This is him talking last week about the injury to Akeem Nicks and the guys that could potentially replace him. This will be real quick.
Coach, I guess now the young receivers have been able to have to be relied on a little bit more. With
sure.
Came down.
They get a lot of reps anyway. Everybody gets a lot of reps at this time of year and in training camp. And so that's all going to take place, and they'll get just as much as they can handle.
Have you heard from Akeem?
I did. Talked to him. He sounded great. He's very optimistic. You know, he rushed down to Charlotte to get the surgery taken care of as fast as he could, and he did that, and that's a great example. I mean, this guy really, really wants to be on the field and out here, and you know, I certainly hope his idea of returning by camp can happen.
Tom, based on his experience, you would figure that Ramses Barden would be a guy who would fill one of those roles, you know, as getting more while these guys are.
It'd be great if he did.
What has it been like waiting for him? You know,
it's been a little bit of inconsistency. Some days are very, very good, and others are not as good. I mean, he knows that. He's working hard on that, and hopefully it's going to just all catch up with Ramses this spring and this fall.
He'll have opportunities, sir.
Oh, you know, there's all kinds of opportunities.
Was the time missed last year for him, you know, being on the pup list, was that the biggest factor? I mean,
well, it never helps. You know, it never helps. The pressure of preparing, the pressure of being on the field, of being evaluated every day, those are all, they're all good things in our business.
Do you think you have... do you need a veteran receiver?
Well, we're going to study everything as we go along here. And right now our focus, of course, is on the group that's here, and we've got a lot of talented guys that it's time to go. It's time to get them going. Maybe there's another Victor Cruz in here, you know?
What have you been able to see from Hickson so far? It's been a couple of years since he's been back.
Same old.
That's Giants head coach Tom Coughlin right here on Giants.com talking about the Giants wide receiver situation. You heard him talk a bit, a little about the injury to Nix. Then he talked about Ramsey's Barden and all the other guys competing for that job. And really, training camp, I know a lot of you folks out there think, you know, there's like a science to it. Here's the truth of it, folks. In training camp, OTAs, minicamp, all these things, you can't tell a whole lot from watching practice. There's no contact, at least in the OTAs and mandatory minicamp. You can only wear full pads X number of times during training camp. You can't do anything with the line play. Running backs, a little bit. Where you can really have fun watching stuff is at wide receiver and corner, where these guys can cover each other. You see who's beating who. You see the quarterback connecting with the wide receiver. So it is exciting, and I'll be looking forward to training camp and even the mandatory mini camp that comes your way next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, before the players say goodbye until training camp, which I believe gets going on July 26th, 27th, something like that. And you can see all the Giants wide receivers that are competing for that spot, and you can really see how they're doing. You know, even if they run a wrong route, you can see if the wide receivers coach or Kevin Gilbride yells at them when they get back to the huddle. So you can tell how good these wide receivers are doing in practice, in training camp, unlike a lot of other positions. So you'll watch Reuben Randall. You see if he can beat the Giants' top-line cornerbacks, Terrell Thomas, Corey Webster, Prince, guys like that. Same thing for Dominic Hickson. Hopefully he can stay healthy with that knee. And then you got younger guys, Jarrell Jernigan, Ramsey's Barden, two third-round picks that really, if they're going to come through, you better come through this year or you're going to miss your opportunity, because Victor Cruz is going to be here for a while. He's a free agent after this year. The Giants will re-sign him. Nix is a free agent after 2014, after the 2013 season. And then Reuben Randall, if he shows what he can do this year and he beats you for a job, guess what? The Giants have their top three wide receivers for 7-8 years. So your opportunity is pretty much gone. So if you're Ramsey's Barn or Jarrell Jernigan, you better show something this year. This is your chance to really show the Giants that you have what it takes to be an effective NFL wide receiver. Stick around. Make an impact in the NFL. And then maybe the Giants will decide not to give huge money to Victor Cruz or Akiem Nix if they think they have lower cost options that can really play and be an impact player in the NFL. But if you don't do it, the Giants will be locked into those three wide receivers, Cruz, Nix, and Randall, for years to come. And all of a sudden, you're Jarrell Jernigan and your Ramsey's Barden. You're looking for a new job. So the time is now for these guys to show up and do what they do and prove to the Giants they can be good wide receivers in the NFL. Everyone, thanks for listening this morning on Big Blue Kickoff Live right here on Giants.com, brought to you by Andrew Mark. Besides Giants.com, you can also listen on your mobile phone by using your Giants mobile app. Download it at iTunes, Play Store, on Google, or, of course, BlackBerry App World. Thanks for joining us, everybody. My name's John Schmelk. We'll see you next time right here on Big Blue Kickoff Live, which comes your way every weekday morning from 10 to 10:30 right here on Giants.com. See you tomorrow morning, folks.